Guess what? This episode of the podcast that you're listening to right now is brought to you by Mack Weldon. You know Mack Weldon. You've seen those pictures of the underwear on the websites. But it's more than just underwear. This is a men's essential brand that believes in smart design in everything they do, and premium fabrics, and simple shopping is very important to them. And I recently did some shopping at Mack Weldon myself, and you know what? It was simple. And it really, truly is not just underwear. There's all kinds of cool stuff on there. I got a little travel bag on there. A travel bag! And that's not underwear. They want you to be comfortable. So listen, if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it and they will still refund you. No questions asked. They have no questions about that. So go to MackWeldon.com and go ahead and get 20% off by using the promo code Andy. Do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Andy Daly Podcast Pilot Project. Here are your hosts, Matt Gourley and Andy Daly.
Well, 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 you know what that theme song means.
Man.
Remember that old song?
I sure do. I haven't seen you in 4 years.
How have you been?
Pretty good.
Wow. So it's a Winter Olympics year, and that means that it is an Andy Daly Paw Patrol puppy year as well. I forget the name of this podcast. I have trouble with it.
I can assist.
Go ahead. Andy Daly.
It's the Andy Daly Podcast Pilot Project.
Thank you. I'm going to write it down. Podcast Pilot Project. Okay, so now, to catch people up who may not be aware of what the hell we're talking about, 4 years ago, you and I...
I'm Matt Gourley.
Oh, hi, Matt Gourley.
You're Andy Daly.
I'm Andy Daly. Great. This is going fine. I'm great at these things. We listened to a whole bunch of cassettes of fully produced podcast pilots that had been submitted to Earwolf.
By U.S. mail on actual audio cassette.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we listened to, I believe we listened to about 60,000 of them.
Something like that.
And we winnowed them down to 8.
Didn't we go on a retreat or something?
Where down
to
Cabo.
That's right.
Or you went to Cabo.
I can't remember, yeah.
But, and then we aired the 8 that we liked the best.
And we thought they were solid, depraved, troubled, interesting, academic.
Yeah. And I think we kind of figured that that was going to be probably, even though we didn't make any promises to the podcasters, I think we felt that that was probably going to be 8 new Earwolf podcasts.
Yeah, at least 50% of those were going to go through.
Yeah. I think we figured we'd at least have a 50% hit rate. And here we are now, 4 years later. None of those pilots ever got picked up to be a regular podcast on Earwolf. And so we're going to talk a little bit about why that is, and a little bit about the future of this project. And this seems like a good time to introduce and to welcome to the microphone Scott Aukerman. What is your official title here at Earwolf?
Chief Creative Officer.
Wow. Beautiful.
Co-creator of
content?
Yes.
You're a content provider.
I'm a content creator.
Yes.
And I call it slinging tent is what I like to call it. By the way, did we pay for that trip to Cabo?
Well, it was expensed, I guess, if that's what you mean.
Yes, exactly what I mean. That's what expensing something means.
We expensed. I had to do another trip, too, to sort through. Because I go through them initially, and then I kind of weed out the first, you know. 50.
You've had so many trips to Cabo that you don't remember if you took one regarding this project?
Well,
how many are we paying for?
At this point, you're basically expensing me back into the States because I'm in Cabo so much that.
Okay. All right. So it's more like trips reasonable to be here to do your job.
You've financed a little summer home.
Okay. All right. And, I mean, it's worth it.
I appreciate it. Well, it's really going to be worth it when you hear what we've got for you today.
I said it's worth it, I guess I meant it was not worth it at all. We didn't pick up any of these shows.
Right. Okay. Why is that? I'm confused. I'm a little confused about it because we put out 8 solid podcast pilots. And I'll tell you, because we had to be the ones to make the phone calls to these podcasters and let them know that their
shows. Did you expense those?
Well, I was long distance from Cabo. I had to.
No. International rates.
Well, one of them's in Germany. Yeah.
Yeah, one of them's in Germany.
You try to get a sprint plan or something.
Oh, they don't have those down there. It's one of Cabo? Those. No,
and there's no way
things.
To make a direct phone call from Cabo to Germany.
By the
you got to be patched through.
I've been looking at the expense reports, and there's a line item here for 350 burner phones.
That's right.
Is that
that does seem like a lot?
Do you
of
throw them
phones.
Away every day?
What? Well, I've actually been using them to just fuel my patio fire.
No. Oh, just buy some kerosene. It's so much cheaper.
You don't know what it's like to make a phone call. First of all, you have to hire a little street boy to bring you the news as to when a payphone conversation is about to happen.
Is about to end?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's only one payphone in Cabo, and a street boy has to let you know when the local toughs are finally getting off.
You know how many local toughs I'm dealing with down there?
Oh, my God.
Well, you're lucky you're just dealing with the local toughs. When they start bringing toughs in.
Oh, my God. When they start importing toughs.
Domestic toughs, international toughs.
Yeah, forget it.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
That's big trouble and we don't want it.
Okay. Well, guys, I'm sorry that we didn't pick up any of the shows. But
not for me. I don't care. But it was very difficult to make those phone calls. Some of them were very disappointed, very angry.
Can you take me through one of them? How did it sound? Because who were the shows with last time?
Well, we had a fellow by the name of Dalton Wilcox.
Yeah, I just had him on Comedy Bang Bang recently.
Oh,
he's the.
When am I going to get to be on Comedy Bang?
I would love to have you on. I mean, if you do something notable.
So why are you having him on Comedy Bang Bang, but you won't pick up his pilot? Like, that seems like
small doses. Have you ever heard of that?
The podcast?
No, it's that movie with Gary Oldman where he's.
Sure. Yeah.
This is a totally different topic. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I've never heard
it's
of
an
that
all-star
movie.
Cast. Sure mm-hmm. you have.
Sure.
Where he plays a little person.
Matt Dillon? Yeah. Damon?
Matt, you're thinking of Downsizing.
I'm thinking of Downsizing.
Right, and that's a different type of
is
little
he
person.
Is also a little person in
he's
that
movie? Proportionately little
yeah.
to his surroundings.
Okay.
He's not like a typical little person.
He's like a little pushy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'll never see that.
You'll never see it?
Nah.
Okay. That may be part of the problem with this pilot project.
Why is that?
Is you don't have your finger on the pulse of pop culture.
Oh.
That's what we're looking for.
We're busy with this thing. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
We had Dalton Wilcox.
And I have had to hire a bodyguard.
Really? Take me through the phone call. What was it?
Well, I called him up and I just let him know like it wasn't going forward. And he asked me if I was a vampire.
He has – that seems like it's a strange question, but
– Yeah, but it turns – I think he truly believes in vampires.
Your phone number was Transylvania 65,000.
Well, you got that phone number from Jeff Goldblum and Gina Davis when they shared –
Yeah, they gave me they were putting it up at an auction, a charity auction,
sure.
That phone number, and I jumped on it, but having no idea that I was going to be calling a guy who believes
who
in
vampires. Who actually believes in it. Yeah,
so
that's tough. That is a confluence of terrible events.
But everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I have a bodyguard now who's like specifically specializing in protecting me from wooden stakes to the heart.
What's his name?
Rico.
Rico?
Yeah.
Mm.
His name
What's
is Rico.
What's his last name?
Suave.
Oh, okay. This is Gerardo?
I'm glad to hear he found work.
Gerardo. Yeah. He's a great bodyguard. I mean, he can't protect me from anything except a wooden stake to the heart.
Oh, okay.
But that's apparently all I need.
How does one stop a wooden stake to the heart with – like what beats wood?
When we have run through it, a lot of the time it's just him saying, here it comes, go, go, go. Like,
go.
He tells me to run away.
Okay.
But that's helpful.
How are your reflexes, by the way?
Run
away!
What do you mean? Excuse me?
Oh, okay. Not good. you may be in some trouble.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't come looking for me. It's very scary, but he was very mad.
Yeah.
Quite a few of the people that we called.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the terrible phone calls. These are business decisions. They don't call it show friends. They don't call it friend business.
Right, right.
They don't call it friendly business show type situations.
What do they call it?
I don't think Friends is – well, unless I guess Friends was a TV show and that's part of show business.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. So this doesn't hold up. I don't know. They didn't call the show Friends business.
They didn't call the show Friends Business?
They didn't call it, like, you know, you didn't hear, and then you see business on the screen.
Mm. Oh.
They called it Friends.
I'm going to watch that show.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Business.
Business.
I would have watched that one.
I will work for you.
Are they bringing that one back?
Yeah.
Friends is coming back?
Yeah, I think we're you Seriously? And I are up for it.
Are we up for it?
Yeah.
You know what? I did audition for that.
Did you really?
For the pilot of Friends.
Which part?
Chandler.
Chandler.
That yeah.
That would what an interesting alternate universe if you had just worked slightly harder
young.
On that.
You must have been. Like, yeah, you must have been
I
like
think
early
I was
24 20s.
Yeah, but he was slightly yeah. young, so that's no excuse.
So.
That's true.
You oh, I was too young to get one of the young friends.
I told him. I said, I mean, I started off the audition saying, guys, I'm too young for this. I'm not ready. I'm not ready for this.
I'm too green.
I'm too green. Yeah. Give me some time.
I don't want to star in the whole nine yards.
I want it too bad. I'm too hungry.
Give me a few years in the trenches at the UCB theater before I... Please, please.
Scott, one thing we want to talk about why we're here today to pitch these new shows to you is that...
Wait, what are you doing?
We're pitching 8 new shows to you.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, no. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Over the years, people have said to us, like, when are you going to do that again, the Andy Daly, whatever it's called?
No, no one here at the company...
Oh,
here's part of the problem. The reason we haven't done this in 4 years is because we've been waiting for the final review on the 8 we originally sent. It was only last week where we finally got the last no. And so it's been 4 years
no,
of a
no
review.
Answer is exactly the same as a no.
What? Oh.
Not returning a call.
Oh, that's, really?
That's exactly the same as
a
no.
We've been writing
it just takes
email
longer.
And email.
And someone finally gave you a no?
Finally, someone said, shut up.
Well,
no.
I'm still waiting to find out if I'm going to be cast as Chandler in Friends. Well, I have not been told yet.
If it gets rebooted, you might. What if it did get rebooted and they were like, you know what? Who was good?
The one
we're
recast.
Revisiting some of the old tapes out of New York.
But no, guys, this was a wildly unsuccessful project.
Mm,
we didn't pick up. It was so expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, the catering alone. Most shows don't have catering bills.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm.
What do they do then when they get hungry?
Yeah. They go to their homes. And
what about
they,
like Bon Appetit, that podcast? They don't have like a catering bill?
Okay. Maybe Bon Appetit does.
Right, so there's precedent for us to move forward on the rest of this conversation.
Clearly.
Is it Bon Appetit? B-O-N-E?
Uh-huh.
Is it? Wow.
Yeah. It's all bone
it's all rib-based
food. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yummy.
Yummy. But I'm sorry, guys. This was not so I'm glad you haven't started on this project yet.
Well,
let me just put it.
We finished.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And wait till you hear what we have.
No. You finished how?
Well, once we got the final no on, I think it was Patty O'Hurley or whatever his name was.
Oh, I liked that one.
Patrick McMahon.
Yeah,
that was the only
kiss
one.
Kiss me on Patrick McMahon.
There was a guest on that who was very good.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember. But that was the, that one got finally rejected just last week. And so we dug back into new submissions. You know, you're still getting here at Earwolf.
Bags. And that
bags
no was essentially a green light for season two because we could finally move on.
Guys, how much did this cost us?
Oh, we haven't finished. I mean, we're still spending.
You're still spending?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. I saw you give the valets downstairs a huge bag of money.
That's because, well, as you know, we're recording here in our mobile podcast trailer.
Right, of course.
And that doesn't.
Why do you have valets in your own trailer?
Well, someone's got to park it.
Wait, it's a giant empty dirt lot.
Yeah, but it takes a few guys to park that vehicle.
And do you know what the lease is on that dirt lot?
You leased a dirt lot?
Well, we got to have a place to park the mobile recording.
Wait, did you bring in the dirt? I saw a giant truck out there.
Yeah, this is Corinthian.
Oh no, it was like grass before, and you just covered it with dirt.
Oh, it was a full building. We had it demolished.
Oh no,
yeah, we demolished the building to bring in the dirt from Corinth.
What building was it?
It's a Netflix building.
Oh no, you demolished Netflix? This is kind of kill
they are
us.
Very mad.
You didn't tell
the
them?
Folks at Netflix.
Which is a bummer because we kind of wanted to pitch some of these shows as docuseries because that's happening now with podcasts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
As people in Friends Business, we really screwed that one up.
Well, hopefully we can lay off some of these costs to Netflix. I mean, I'm very unhappy that you did this. I have to say, but you're already kind of halfway across the finish line, you say?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, maybe even more so. Well, so we have chosen another 8 pilots, another 8 submitted podcast pilots.
Okay.
To air And hopefully some of these or all of them are going to get picked up to regular shows. And we feel like we have improved our selection process, and I think
how would you improve the selection process?
Really,
more trips.
That's part of it.
Yeah, a lot of trips and travel and gifts.
Gifts.
Yeah, a lot of gifts. Yeah.
To whom?
To the podcasters. We sent them gifts
just to each other.
And to one another. Yeah. Thank you for my Apple Watch. By the way.
But is this? You gave me a bag when I walked in here. Is this? This is a gift bag.
It's a swag bag. Yeah.
Okay. What's in this thing? Oh my God! Look at this. This is like this is a full Sonos sound. System.
Right. Yep.
These things are like $2,000.
Yeah.
Check out the keys.
The keys to, oh my God.
That's a Tesla.
You have your, what are you guys doing?
Tesla. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least make them old used Teslas or something.
Oh no, it's brand new.
These are prototypes.
God, I mean, I'm thankful.
That's grateful, keys to one of the Tesla like big rig trucks.
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep. That truck has been to space.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Guys, this is too much money.
How's your massage?
It was wonderful. Thank you so much. Good. But I'm grateful for all this. But please, we need to cut the spending off.
Well, look, all right, we're just about done with the, and then you're going to pick up every one of these pilots, and they're all going to become hits for Earwolf.
Okay. And the stuff's going to pay for itself. I mean, these might as well all be titled Sure Thing with so-and-so.
The Sure Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear about these?
Yeah, I'd like to hear about them.
All right. This is very exciting. So the first one, as I told you, my phone call with Dalton Wilcox did not go well. And
right. So good. Okay. So you've moved on to other people that
I thought it was only fair to give him another shot.
No, really?
Yeah. Also for your own security. I mean, that's basically the bargain you had to make.
We were not interested in him at all.
Well, wait till you hear the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Part of it is that Gerardo made it clear that he can only protect me so much. And he was like, what, can you work something out with this guy? So we've given Dalton another opportunity, and he came up with a great podcast idea. It's called Bananas for Bonanza.
Because what's hot right now in podcasting?
Mm-hmm.
Franchise exploration shows where you take apart episode
Star Wars Minute or
West Winging It. Is that what it's called?
West Wing Daily
or Weekly.
West Wing Weekly.
You take an episode. Well, they might
then
as
you
well.
Got something. I don't know. Those,
hourly.
Yeah.
Just every hour it's sent right to your phone.
That's right.
So like it's Songs that kind of show. Yeah, exactly. Dalton Wilcox is going episode by episode through the show Bonanza with his pals.
Oh.
And how many episodes of that were there?
431 episodes of Bonanza.
So this show has a life.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, you know, 431 episodes would be a good benchmark to hit. But has he recorded them all already? Or
No, he's just done a pilot.
He's just done the pilot.
I mean, we've pretty much promised that he'll get to make all 431 of those.
Okay. So
I really hope you like it.
Did we have to get the rights to Bonanza?
We did.
Yeah.
And we had to pay through the roof for that.
It was very
apparently
expensive.
That's a hot commodity. I guess they're doing a reboot with Eddie Murphy or something.
By the way, this trailer doesn't have a roof. I noticed.
No.
Is that the reason?
Well, we had to literally lift gold bullion out of the unit.
Yeah, that was insanely expensive. The estate of Lorne Greene plays hardball.
Do they? I don't know how.
Hardball.
There's not a lot of Lorne Greene demand lately.
Tell them that.
God. Yeah. Okay.
Battlestar Galactica. And that's
dog food commercials. If you want to do a podcast about those dog food commercials, get your checkbook ready.
Oh no! It doesn't sound too promising, but that's Bananas for Bonanza.
Bananas for Bonanza. It's great.
Okay,
I think you're gonna love it. We also have an episode. A fellow by the name of you wouldn't have heard of this guy. This is a new one.
Thank God. Okay, so new talent out there.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Good.
We're not just repeating everybody.
No.
Good.
He's a health teacher in Marina Del Rey. He goes by Joe Bongo.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Joe Bongo?
Yeah. Joe Bongo.
Marina Del Rey High School?
Yes, exactly.
The health teacher.
Yeah. You know that guy?
The guy who is in charge of the parking lot?
Yeah, he's also parking lot security. That's correct.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
He's been on Comedy Bang Bang.
You're kidding me.
Jeez. Yeah, he's been on my show as a guest, the television show as well.
Really?
How have you not snatched these people up for their own podcast? I mean, I feel like you're really missing out here,
they
buddy.
Didn't – I mean, they did not pop. They did not shine.
Oh. Thank God you have us to pick it up where, you know, we're to see talent, right?
No kidding.
What is Joe talent. Bongo do? Is it Bongos or Bongo? Because I feel like we never nailed that down.
Right. No, it's Joe Bongo. He goes by Joe Bongo. And his show is called Driving and Fucking with Joe Bongo.
Oh, no.
And Margot Chunk.
And he's got
driving or drive in?
Drive in, I believe.
Drive yeah. in. Drive so in. Drive dash in?
No.
Not like the movie theater, but just
drive ins like, and dives?
No, like the colloquial, like I'm driving.
Yeah. Drive. Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, driving. Yeah.
Driving
and fuck dash in.
Have you guys been to the Santa Fe Springs fuck in?
Oh, I need to go.
By the way, they do a swap meet by day.
Oh, I know. A fuck in by night.
I've been to the swap meet.
When the lights go down,
there's a Doors cover band. It's incredible.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so good.
Doors cover band.
Mama, I want to. You're
all a bunch of fucking idiots. That's the best Doors song.
Okay, and what is the premise of this?
It was pitched to us as Dr. Ruth Westheimer meets Car Talk.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
What do you mean?
Well, you'd be surprised at how many of those there already were, so we really finessed it to be the best one of those.
Okay, so this is if Dr. Ruth were to talk about cars.
No, it's like if Dr. Ruth and the Car Talk guys got together and they talked about fucking and driving.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I'll listen to anything.
Yeah, and Margo Chunk, his co-host, is some sort of a driving expert, evidently. So
I believe I've met Margo Chunk as
oh,
well.
Oh, really? I don't know.
No?
I don't know. But Joe seems to handle the fucking part of it.
Oh, okay.
And it's, I think you're really going to like it. It's very informative. It's very educational.
Okay.
And there's also some really sweet entertainment on this one.
Sweet entertainment.
Yeah.
Sweet. Like lighthearted, optimistic?
Not like saccharine, like a boss, like cool entertainment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You mean like a
sick. It's sick. There's some sick entertainment.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That doesn't sound good.
No, it's really good. And then the third episode, this one is another guy who did an episode last time.
What?
Yeah.
No, who?
A theatrical director named Don DeMello.
Oh, not Don DeMello.
Well,
no.
He's local. You know.
He's a local hire at least.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, what is Don up to?
I loved his podcast last time so much, Ion Theater. Mm-hmm. That was one we were particularly shocked didn't get picked up.
Yeah, because it's cultural. You know, I don't think Earwolf could use some culture here.
I think, a little bit. Theater, I mean, is not the most popular art form.
Wait till you hear what he's doing.
So, yes, this time he's doing a political podcast. And I think that's
– politics are very hot right now.
They sure are, right? Yeah. There's lots of political podcasts out there. And so his is called The P-Tape with Don DeMello.
Okay. What does P stand for?
Urine.
P-E-E.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You've heard about the P tape.
I thought it was the politics tape.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, no.
I mean, in a roundabout way it is, but.
Okay.
You've heard about the P tape from politics. The Steele dossier?
Oh, no. That's fake news. That's all been discredited. No.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but because Don's podcast is, he pitched it to us, as the only political podcast that deals exclusively with the P tape. Every episode. Mm-hmm.
Has he seen – okay, I don't even want to get into too many details. I'll just listen to it, but that's going to be an automatic no, I would imagine. I'll listen to it. I'm excited to hear
it. It's really good. He gets in-depth on the P-tape.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's great because so many political podcasts are shying away from that topic. You know,
they'll go,
we're not going to get into that.
Because it's salacious, unverified.
Yeah. And he's just, refreshingly just leans right into it.
Okay. And it's not a critique of – Donald Trump necessarily, you might be surprised.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's okay.
It's not necessarily, in a way, it's kind of just journalistic excellence in that it doesn't try to necessarily say what's good or bad in politics. Just here's this tape. Let's talk about how important it is.
It's pretty clear that his interest is in the P tape.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, having spoken to him a dozen or so times, that seems to coincide with his interests. It's a Venn diagram of what he's interested in, what Donald Trump is interested in. That's exactly where their interests align.
So
is
people
P tapes.
People who are interested in politics are going to love that podcast. I want to talk to you very briefly about Mack Weldon. You know, I knew what Mack Weldon was. I saw the little pictures of underwear on various websites that I was visiting. I was like, these guys want to sell me underwear. I get it. But I never took them up on it. And then I found out that they were going to be sponsoring this podcast. And I said, well, I better go there and check out what they're up to. It is way more than underwear. There's all kinds of great things on there. They call themselves a men's essentials brand. And that's
a good thing to call themselves. That's what they are. They believe in smart design and premium fabrics and simple shopping. And it is really simple. I just went through and I was like, yeah, sure, that. And then it all comes to your house real quick. And they've got like sweatpants and various kinds of t-shirts. And I bought a little travel toiletry bag that is super cool. It's the perfect size. Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked on that. But I've been looking for the right size travel bag for a long time. And this is it, man. And it comes with the little plastic, the 3-ounce things. You can bring it on the plane with. Look, they probably would prefer if I talk about their underwear, because that's the main thing. But I was really psyched about this travel toiletry bag. And I got me one of them. So look, they want you to be comfortable. I'm going right back to the script here. They want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it and they will still refund you. Do you understand what this means? You get a pair of underwear from them. You try it on. You're like, I don't like this. And you tell them, I don't like it. And they'll give you your money back, but they don't say, mail me back that underwear. That's very reasonable. And they're not going to ask you any questions. So, look, go to MacWeldon.com and get 20% off using the promo code Andy, A-N-D-Y. And I think you're going to enjoy it as much as I did. And then our next one is another newbie.
Someone of note, a celebrity.
International.
Or? International. Okay, yes, good. Yes, we need more international shows.
We had to take, I think, what did we take? 15 different trips to Edinburgh, Scotland to sort of work this one out.
That's right.
This is a guy by the name of Cameron McGonigal, and he does a ghost tour of Edinburgh.
Andy, Matt, you're not going to believe this, but I've met Cameron McGonigal. He's been on Comedy Bang Bang as well.
This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
Crazy.
This is insane. Crazy. He has a ghost tour. He lights horses on fire. I know that gentleman. A despicable.
No. What do you mean? No, he's delightful.
He's a wonderful man.
This one is called Terrifying Edinburgh with Cameron McGonigal, and it's great.
It's interactive.
It's interactive.
Interactive? Sure. Yes. In what way? Well, do you pause it and talk back to him?
No.
You can only.
Can we do that with this show?
Sure.
Everyone pause it right now and talk back to us. Oh, interesting.
I disagree with you. This podcast can only be listened to on the streets of Edinburgh.
Okay.
It is an audio walking
It's an audio walking tour
of Edinburgh.
So it will not play if someone tries to play it?
That's correct.
Yes.
How did you achieve that?
Proximity chip.
We've never been able to achieve those kind of
scientific.
You
know the amount of money we had to put into research and development for
R&D?
R&D. We have a whole R&D department. We had to have an HR department just for that R&D department.
We had to have a D&D department for when
we did that.
When Brian Posehn's show was here, Nerd Poker.
Yeah, well, we took that over.
Okay, well.
There's a whole office complex in Silicon Valley and Andy Daly.
Devoted to this?
Yeah.
Oh, guys. This is costing me a fortune.
Top talent out there.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, so I'm going to have to fly to Edinburgh to listen to this?
Yeah, and it's augmented reality like Pokemon Go. So we're working on an app that you can just see things as you go.
Catch them all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I mean, it's interesting. If we spent all that money on the R&D, we may as well try to get some money out of it. Okay. So that may have some promise.
Oh, you're going to make a fortune off of all of these.
None of the other stuff's going to be ready, just the podcast.
Wait, the chip won't work?
No, I mean,
it doesn't work?
Well, we're still working on it, but it won't be ready by launch.
Right. Oh, no. then let's delay the launch.
No,
failure to launch.
It's already in the pipe. We can't. It's already. You know how
Matthew McConaughey.
No, you publish a podcast and you schedule it for a certain release time on the web interface, and we've already done that.
Okay. Yeah, so. All right.
That's
well,
how it goes.
Yeah.
What else do you have?
Another newbie.
Okay.
And this is a great one. This is a good like old time show business one. This
okay.
There's no way he could have been on Comedy Bang Bang because it's just
This person would not have been on Comedy Bang
Bang. Okay.
This is a ventriloquist act. Goes by Gil and Golly.
Hold up.
And
hold
they're
up,
doing
hold
a
up.
Show. We can't hold. We got to keep going.
You have to keep talking.
Yeah.
Why can't you hold?
We got to talk.
Can we pause this podcast right now and I'll talk back?
Okay.
I guess.
All right. Here we go.
Make it quick, please.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think of that? He's been on the show.
What?
Gil and Golly.
When we paused it, I told you he was on Comedy Bang Bang. Both Gil and Golly.
Really?
Yeah, on a seminal episode, I believe. Episode 400, perhaps.
How did you pass this guy up?
Pass him up? He terrorized the show. I mean, Jason Mantzoukas and I were quaking with fear.
Huh. I don't understand that.
No, I didn't catch that.
He seems delightful.
Yeah. Okay.
The two of them do. They've got a show called the Gil and Golly Variety Hour.
Okay.
And it's a variety show that they host from the day room of a mental hospital.
Okay.
But so in that sense, I mean, what appealed to us about it is that the old time radio feel of it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I would imagine there's probably some good guests on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Great guests.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm really looking forward to that one.
Top-notch guests. Almost as good as Kiss Me on Patrick McMahon. and then we have one that I think is going to be fascinating.
This is a huge get.
Okay, well,
this
so far, how many get. Have we talked about? We've talked about
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, and so far, 5-0s at this point for me in terms of interest.
Tough to judge without having heard them, Scott. Yeah. Tough to judge.
True, yeah. True.
But this one now, I don't even know how to explain this. So have you heard of L. Ron Hubbard?
I've heard of L. Ron Hubbard. I strangely get mail from his organization.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So
he has an organization in Scientology.
Yes. He is the founder of Scientology and an author.
I didn't know any of that.
You didn't know about the organization he has?
No, I just thought this guy's a great podcast.
It's like a Girls and Boys Club of America for weirdos.
That's a good way to put it.
okay.
But he evidently, for a period of time, he took to the water on a fleet of ships and
in international waters?
International waters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a lot can go down there.
And so while out there, he did a lot of things. He wrote extensively about Scientology. He created a whole mythology. and he was an admiral of his own fleet of ships. And he recorded what was meant to be a regular radio program. This was pre-podcasting.
Oh, my goodness. This must have been in the 50s?
The late 60s.
Late 60s. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
He's basically credited with inventing podcasting.
I guess so.
Even though none of these have seen the light of day.
They've never seen the light of day. So these tapes have, I guess, recently been
surfaced.
Surfaced, yes. Mm-hmm. And
were they buried in the ocean?
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
In a locker.
We had to get a shovel to get them out of the water.
Okay, a shovel sounds like probably the least expensive thing on your expense
report.
Well,
we had to contact James Cameron and use some of his Titanic exploration equipment.
I had him on Comedy Bang Bang recently, not James Cameron, the guy who went down to the Titanic.
Oh, really?
Bill Paxton?
The guy Bill Paxton plays.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great.
You're looking for the heart of the ocean?
The heart of the ocean.
Did you guys find the heart of the ocean? Please tell me you found the heart of the ocean at least so that we can offset some of these costs.
We did buy it.
No.
Yeah, we bought
it?
Yeah, we did.
We bought the entire salvage site of the Titanic.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds interesting at least.
Yes.
Does he have guests? Is it a monologue?
It is not a monologue. There's definitely more than one person involved.
Okay.
With that episode.
All right.
And to be fair, we haven't listened to that episode yet. We just greenlit it.
Yeah,
we
just straight to series?
Yeah.
Yeah, straight to series.
Pending your approval.
No, of course, no, that's not what greenlighting means.
Well.
You guys don't have the power to greenlight.
We greenlit it. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm yellow lighted.
Well, you know how there's
best.
Some intersections where there's not a stoplight? It's like a roundabout?
Sure.
We did that.
You put it into a roundabout and it's just going around and around and around right now?
Yeah. Okay. We wrote the Church of Scientology. I think it was a $2 million check to acquire all of the tapes.
Have you been taking classes?
Yeah, I've been doing great. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, I wondered what this device was that you put in front of me. It has handles. Uh-huh. And
that's called an e-meter.
Oh, I've heard about these.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to need you to check in with that before we green light you being involved with
okay,
this.
Okay, all right.
It measures the mass of your emotions.
Mm, what's the next show?
The next show is a show called The Long Story. And
that sounds interesting. It's a long story that we get parts of, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly. I guess I would compare it to, what was that show, Serial?
Serial.
It's that kind of a thing.
Have you heard of that?
Serialized storytelling, yes.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. And it is this is an intrepid journalist who is uncovering a murder.
Hmm. Okay.
And
this sounds interesting.
This is just the first episode where, you know, and it's really – gets you interested.
Is it a famous murder? Is it a
no? It's a guy. A guy has been accused of murder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this sounds juicy. Okay,
yeah, and it's really listening to it. You don't know,
but it's not
right,
anyone that
wrong.
We would have heard of.
No, it's a guy by the name of Cactus Tony.
Okay, hold up.
Cactus Tony.
Yeah, a guy by the name of Cactus Tony has been accused of a murder.
You're not going to believe this.
Hmm?
Cactus Tony has been on Comedy Bang Bang.
Well, at this point, I honestly do believe it because this is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, I've had 550 episodes or so. I guess I've talked to a lot of people.
That's even more episodes than Bonanza Guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to have been on Comedy Bang Bang at this point, I guess.
You could have done MASH by now.
I could have.
Yeah, probably.
Wow, so that's fascinating that Cactus Tony has been a Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah, he's been accused of a murder. This is, okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. I believe it.
You believe what?
That he's been accused of and probably committed a murder.
Wait till you hear the series. Well,
I think that he confessed to several on the air.
Well, hold on. Now, the thing about this one is it's assuredly going to go past pilot because you're going to hear this first episode and you got to know more.
Got to know more. Okay. All right. Yeah. This has some opportunity to go viral, I think.
Whoa.
So,
hey.
Nice. All right. I like it. That's like a virus.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm.
And then the final one is another do-over because I'll be perfectly frank. When I called this guy to tell him his podcast was not going to get picked up, he just straight out, calmly explained to me that as a result of that, he was going to commit suicide.
Oh.
He just said it out like that.
In what manner was he going to – this is terrible.
Yeah. He said that he was going to tie himself to some landmark somewhere in the world because he loves to travel.
Oh, okay.
And set it on fire.
Yeah.
And
is
just burn with it.
August.
Yes.
August Lint.
August Lint. August Lint.
Okay. Yeah, I remember his previous pilot with all the German people.
Yeah. Well,
on it.
You remember it or loved it?
I do. They have to be mutually exclusive.
You can do both.
Okay. Can I do neither? Because I actually don't remember it now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, this is the only returning podcast talent that's actually returning with the same show.
No, that's
correct?
Not how it works. You can't just keep making pilot. It's not like when they made that show Business, they got Chandler and Ross and the gang and they made a pilot, then they made another pilot, and then they went on and on until they made 250 pilots.
Mm. Oh, they didn't do that?
They just made episodes.
It was green. The way the piloting process works is you keep piloting until you get it right.
Okay.
Well, but this – and also, by the way, this is the only one of these submissions that we have not heard because it has not been recorded yet. He's actually
– Really?
He has chosen to do it live. He's going to do a
– Just like Bill O'Reilly?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. When we were talking about what his second crack at it would be, he said, fuck it, I'll do it live.
Okay. Wow.
And that was originally the title.
Fuck it, I'll do it live.
Yeah.
But now it's the Travel
Lint.
Bug.
It is the Travel Bug live with August Lint.
Okay.
And he is recording it on April 2nd at Largo in Los Angeles.
So this is huge. Not an April Fool's joke. This is
– Well, no. I mean, it's
expired.
It couldn't be.
It couldn't be because it's on a different day.
It's the farthest from April Fool's. It's the most serious show that's ever been done.
One would say it's the closest to it.
No, because
well.
It resets. You have to be before.
No, okay.
You have to be before.
So, time never goes backwards.
Price is right rules.
Yeah. Okay. It's
364 days away
if
from
anything,
April.
If anything, it's April serious show. Okay.
Yes.
This is dead serious.
Okay.
Dead
and this is for serious?
Oh,
XM?
Yeah.
For serious?
That's right. Okay. Originally it was. Yeah.
April 2nd.
We can offset some of these costs for these shows.
No,
you guys rented out Largo?
We bought Largo.
We did. We just
Flanagan's rich now?
We don't know. I mean, yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do with that money. Yeah, you know, he can do whatever he wants.
We're just going to do one show a year.
Shuttering it?
At April 2nd.
At most?
Yeah.
Yeah, at most. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we know we're going to do this one
that
we're producing on April 2nd.
That beautiful theater. Oh, no.
Well, beautiful. I mean, it was. It needed some work, so we put some work into it.
Wait, what did you do to it?
Oh, God.
A full-scale renovation of the entire facility.
Yeah. Just for this show? Okay, so can people come to this?
This one.
Yeah.
They should.
Sure.
Yeah.
On April 2nd.
Are tickets on sale? Mm-hmm. Or
I believe tickets are on sale now.
You go to the Largo's website.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Largo LA or the Largo dot. Or
I think it's Largo the Largo's website.org.
Largo
the Largo's website.org.
I think if you Google Largo at the Coronet, you'll get there.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of in that you'll at least be in that roundabout waiting for a green light.
Uh-huh. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, you get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if your computer, anytime you entered something hoping to get a website, it went bing, like you got a website. Remember you got mail? What if it was like, you got a website?
And don't you think Bing, the search engine, missed an opportunity?
By having sound effects.
Let's
exactly.
Buy Bing.
Huh? You guys talking about Chandler Bing?
You still remember his name. You're right for this part.
I did a lot of work on it. I looked into like, who are you if your last name is Bing?
Bing, yeah. What's your genealogy?
Yeah, right.
Did you have an accent? Is that?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your accent?
It was a Scandinavian accent.
Oh, okay, man. No wonder you didn't. Okay. I mean,
whatever. It went great.
Well, guys, this is a disaster.
What do you mean by that? I think it's
I did not give you permission to do this.
That is true.
This has cost the company a
remember
fortune.
Remember how you said, if you don't hear no, it's still a no. If you don't hear yes, it's a yes.
I know. Uh-huh. The first part I said.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, when can people hear these shows? What exactly when do I get to listen to these?
Oh, I don't know. No, when does it premiere? March 1st
on Stitcher
on
Premium.
Stitcher. Oh, is it still called Stitcher Premium? Is there a non-premium Stitcher?
There is, and that's just like a Stitcher that is a regular podcast app that
I
you
see.
Can listen
you
to
can,
any
show, but the premium is the good stuff. So that's why right. is this on premium?
It's the good stuff. It's the great stuff. If there was another tier, we'd be in it.
Wait, did we pay to put you guys on premium?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We have an exclusive deal for these?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, here's the deal. They'll be there for 6 months. Mm-hmm. So if you want to listen to these, you got to get Stitcher Premium, and it's well worth it because there's tons of great content.
What is it, like $4.99 a month or something?
It's at the most.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably get a free month or something.
Using any promo code.
Yeah, any like type in any random letters. I'm sure they want you to get this
probably
thing.
Probably would. And then on September 1st, it goes free to the public.
Okay.
Because this tent is too good not to get to everyone.
Yeah, I would say, I would do it reverse. I would just play it for me, and then I say, no, we're not going to put these out, and then it saves us all a lot of money and time.
It's too late.
It's not going to save that much money at this point. So much of this has already been spent.
I guess we're pod committed.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Pod committed. Yeah.
Pod committed.
Yeah. So 6 months on Stitcher Premium.
That's right.
And then it'll move over to Earwolf on September the 1st.
Yeah. All right.
And
all right, and now, by September 1st, maybe these will be regular shows that
almost certainly.
I think probably all eight of them will be regular shows.
And okay. Regardless of whether you're on Stitcher or Earwolf, you're hearing this teaser episode.
This is teasing people. That's not
that's right.
That's not right to tease people.
Well, sure it is.
It's like you're a schoolyard bully with this.
Oh, no,
episode.
No, no. It's more of a sexual kind of teaser.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Just with tickling my balls. Holding of pleasure.
This is really a titillating episode, not a teaser episode.
Put your boners away and sign up for Stitcher Premium.
Or sign up with your boner.
Sure. Hey, if you have that kind of dexterity.
Yeah.
Remember that Dexter show?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. Huh?
Was that all about his dexterity?
I think it was.
He was such a good serial killer because he
was
took yoga?
Did parkour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A dexterous.
Muay Thai. Uh-huh. Is that something?
Krav Naga?
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Israeli self-defense.
All of these would be better shows than what you've described,
well,
but okay.
I wish Gerardo
okay, we'll keep
would
that in mind for season three.
Well, yeah. So that's the story. That's the Andy Daly podcast pilot project season two in a nutshell.
Okay. Well, probably no to all of them, and I'll see you in another 4 years, I guess.
Possibly, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll be starring in the reboot
of Friends.
Yeah, at that point.
Yeah.
So maybe
Friends,
it'll bring
the runner ups.
Yeah. And I'm doing the Mexican version down
It's not a reboot.
Not a reboot.
It's just whomever didn't get the part in the first time.
Yeah.
And now you're 20 years older.
Who are some of those other actors?
Some of the other actors?
It's probably well known.
Yeah, who else did you
Anne
see?
Anne Heche
in the,
was one, wasn't she?
Oh, was Anne Heche up for a role in Friends?
So you and Anne Heche.
Me and Anne Heche. That sounds great. I'd watch that.
Just the two of you.
Just the two. The only two friends. We've alienated everybody else.
Would it be whoever didn't get the part of Dancing in the Dark video as well would be thrown in there? And is it is it just redoing every script with the second choice for every actor who was ever on it? Like, you know, Padgett and
It wouldn't be the second
Paul
choice.
Paul Rudd.
I don't believe I even got a callback, quite frankly.
What about the people who are offer only, like Brad Pitt and Bruce Willis? You know, they probably didn't have backups for them. I don't know.
There's a lot of details to be worked out on that.
Okay,
and we'll get
I'm
to that.
I'm far more interested in these details than these shows you pitch
well,
me.
Oh, okay. That's too bad.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, this is a disaster.
Well, I'm sorry that this didn't go the way that...
And not like The Disaster Artist, which is a great film. This is truly just a disaster.
There's no artistry involved.
No.
It's a pure disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, too bad.
So sad.
So sad. It's happening. And thanks for helping us tease it and roll it out and get people
titillated
for your get people endorsement, your green lighting.
No,
The fact that you're behind all of this, I think, helps. You know,
I'm April 2nd. I'm that far away from this. I'm not behind it at all.
Serious endorsement of this. I think I can speak for all the talent involved here. Uh-huh. They really appreciate that.
Don't tell them my
name.
Your
wind behind their
sails. Please don't play them this episode. So, I don't want.
I think that's the final step.
Dalton Wilcox to think I'm a
good to go.
Loch Ness monster or anything.
No, I've made it clear to Dalton Wilcox that this is really all entirely up to you.
Okay.
And also to August Lint, too. So.
Oh, no.
And to Gilligalli.
Oh, boy. Cactus Tony?
Cactus Tony understands that it is entirely up to you.
God bless you.
Hey, I haven't got a hay penny, so I appreciate that.
All right. So check those episodes out when they appear on your thing and watch them. No, listen to them.
Sure.
Well, that's also something we want to talk to you about.
Did you film these as well?
They are
filmed. And we're not putting out the video? Well, guys.
That's
Stitcher Premium. Mm-hmm. I think this is done.
You're right.
All right. Okay.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Oh, before you go, one more thing. People are always asking me about the theme song to this podcast. It was composed and recorded by a guy named Dave Wilder, and you can find out all about him and everything else he's up to at wilderstylemusic.com, and I think you should. He's a good guy.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Dale, y'all!
This is Tony Rodriguez.
This is Carlos Santos.
This is Raisa Licea.
And this is Oscar Montoya.
When our powers combine, we are
Spanish Aquí Presents.
We have a brand new podcast here on Earwolf, bringing you the best of the best of lo mejor of the Latinx comedy.
Join us every Tuesday as we chat about what's going on in our lives, Latinx culture, and ¿qué es lo que?
Lo que no está picando.
Lo que te pica. Don't worry, we'll tell you what that means if you listen.
We'll also be joined by a new guest every single week. We'll get to know a little bit more about their lives.
Every single week.
Uh-huh. And then we'll make them sit back and watch us improvise their lives right back to them.
Improvisation. Spanish Aquí Presents premieres July 16th. Subscribe now in Stitcher,
Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you listen.
O donde sea.
Spanish Aquí Presents.